And the news update for June 22nd, 23rd, 2022 on this Thursday early morning edition, part two. Continuing on with Dabu 7 Underground World News Live.
Which is not a surprise at this point. DC, it was the best thing to me about holding knowledge conferences was seeing people like Low Rider, Suzy Q, Joe, Kev Bars, some people that are like crew now, man. Seeing them in the flesh, giving them a hug, feeling them out, getting to know their energy, and knowing if they're a fed or if they're real cats. And I run off energy and vibe. There's nothing better than meeting someone in the flesh. You got to meet a lot of people at those events, and anyone out there listening, got to meet you, man. Nothing but good times, good people. Except for Sauce, obviously. He ain't turned out to be a punk. Unfortunately, you'll have that, I guess. Anyone that wants to come at us screaming fed, fed, fed all the time, this and that, really makes me wonder. Dude, are you the fed? Like, we know what we are around here. We're as real as they come. So, I don't know. You have infiltrators wherever you go.
Yep.
But that should not stop you.
That's right.
I've had death threats. I've had all kinds of stuff. It's never stopped me from even going to cities. Dude, you come to my city, you're going to get blown away. Well, I'll go straight to Ferguson and I'll run the streets and I'll live stream it, bitch. Hit me. Hit me. You know, just like in Milwaukee. Cats are scared of shit. Tim Pool scared of shit to go up there because white dude got knocked out. Because he disrespected. Wouldn't go live stream. Well, I'd go straight into the fire. That's what we do, baby. Kev Bar, much love. He said, I'm well fed, but I'm not a fed. Laugh my ass off. And I know. Kev Bar, good energy. Great soul energy. And always good to, always good for a game of pool, Kev Bar is. All right, Ukraine unveils a mini Terminator robot on the battlefield. It has a machine gun on it, and this is just going to start mowing down people. This is the little playground. And unfortunately, innocent Russian, and it's not even always just the Russian people as you think of it, like they take minorities and they're putting them in the military, forcing them into the military. Some of the Muslim groups, some of the native groups, forcing them in there. And these are the guys that are putting guns in their hands and saying, you're going frontline into Ukraine. And these guys are getting mowed down, chopped down, bombed, drone struck, left and right. It's sad and sick. What's happening over there. It's just killing of innocent people on both sides, which that's all war ever is. Russia demanding Lithuania lift a blockade into Kaliningrad, and this has sparked panic buying. Now, let me point out that Kaliningrad is... is a small region that you can see right here that Russia could still get to. Russia could still get to it by hitting this waterway and coming down to it. They could obviously fly, but if they were not able to do either, their railway service and how they get in by land is through Latvia or through Belarus and in through Lithuania. It's the only way, because Poland is staunch NATO, you know, back. I'm telling you, the next war comes down to this area. I mean, it's right here. Here's Ukraine. Belarus and Poland are like enemies at this point. Bitter. One's NATO backed, one's Russian backed. The war's popping off right here. I mean, they're both bordering Ukraine. And then on the other side is Lithuania, and you have this little bitty spot of Kaliningrad, and Russia controls this. It's very interesting. Many people forget about this, and this one little spot is militarily so key for them. It gets them right out onto the other side of potential NATO enemies, and gives them a launching point, just a better positioning in the area. How they ever pulled this off and got away with it, I don't know, but they've got it. And, well, they swooped down, took Crimea, and nobody stopped them. Just remember this, man. This region, I feel somewhere in here is getting nuked. I believe the nuke's coming between here and Moscow. The nuke's dropping. Tesla cars banned from a Chinese town for months because they think the things are spying on everything. You think that would be too far-fetched? World's richest man running these... I don't. I actually believe that they are spying on everything, listening to everything. They have all this technology, of course, going to be incorporated into everything. You're talking about a man that wants to mix iron and clay, that wants to merge man and machine. So come on now. This thing's probably reading your thoughts. In many ways, they've designed, I'm sure out there, they've got some crazy cars. Imagine, old school Knight Rider. You remember that? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, Knight Rider. You think back then, Kit. Modern time with AI in a car. Yeah, they could make it. I guarantee you they could make a remake of like the real deal. The real deal. Like craziness. But it would be like military grade. They would never let it out in the public. It'd be like military James Bond type crap. You know, Batmobile type crap. Stays in the Batcave. All right, let's start. This is a warning. I'm going to start getting into some of the crazier stuff here. So, get ready. Tensions have been flaring over this whole Roe versus Wade thing. You've already heard that someone got arrested for showing up outside of one of the justices' house with weapons. Now, a pro-abortion group protests with fake blood and baby dolls outside of the Justice Amy Coney Barrett that Trump appointed in Virginia in the latest series of demonstrations. Something huge is about to happen. Okay? Another wave of chaos is about to be unleashed. And you're hearing it here. I'm hoping that you're understanding that this is about to happen. Okay, so when it all starts to unravel in the days and weeks ahead, going into a summer of chaos, you'll know that we've seen it coming here. Now, here's the thing. They are going around putting up posters saying a night of rage is coming. Hit the streets. They're trying to get the youth, bored youth that are skateboarding, walking down the street, this and that, to see this. They're hoping someone can resonate with this. They're hoping that someone hits the streets in a response with this. This is their call to action. And this is from a group called Jane's Revenge. And they're coming. They're calling for people to take action against pro-life people. So if you believe in life and the baby should live and like all this stuff, like, they're coming for you. They say to our oppressors, if abortions aren't safe, you are not safe either. That's threatening. They're calling a night of rage. Hit the streets. You said you would riot. Who? Who said they would riot? Who? I'm telling you, they're saying that this verdict can come tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, knock, knock, tomorrow's at your door. In 2 hours, it's here. Yeah, tomorrow. They say any day now, likely Thursday, the Supreme Court could publish its final decision, and then all hell is going to break loose. If they overturn it, that's the big thing. If they overturn this, it will become a state matter. And they're saying that it will spur demonstrations big time. So, I don't see what's wrong with putting it into the hands of the state. I think it's where it belongs. I think it's where all choices belong. It's in the hands of the state. It's not a federal government.
I do
mean,
too.
Are you kidding me? Look at the people smoking.
I don't see anything wrong with like, anyone just states either.
Should be your choice, not some federal government's calling the shots. It's tyrannical, it's dictatorship. The state should have the choice anyway, period. And the state should always override the federal government, in my opinion.
They should.
It's just gotten out of hand. There's no righteousness in there. It was meant to be that the small federal government just was the glue that kind of kept all the 50 states together, overseeing, kind of oversaw that, and that was it. Not to get to this point. So it's become absolutely tyrannical. Heads up, any day now, this announcement is said, it's going down. No, shouldn't buy into any fear. We should too. You should get your fucking weapons and your people together and get ready. This is all a warning, is if they're coming down your street. That's all I care about. All my people out there, listen, I don't want to come into your neighborhoods, down your block, catching you by surprise, your kids out in the corner and get clipped. That's what we're trying to stop. And these goons do not care. Trust me, they do not. I've seen them tear complete cities apart. Hell, this past year, back when they tore apart Louisville, I sat right there in the middle of 4th and Live watching destroy everything. Cops sitting within a rock's throw watching, doing nothing, letting them do it. I thought I live streamed the whole thing. Cops right there, a whole line of them, didn't do nothing. I filmed people flat out robbing places right there in front of you. Live, right here on D-Live. Ain't nobody do nothing. Talk about how they went from one street to the next, to the next, to the liquor stores, to every business, trashed it all. Nobody did anything stop it. Now, I will say, when I was in Ferguson, Oath Keepers, some of the militia cats, the last time I had any interactions with cats like that out in the streets anywhere, they actually come yelling my name. And they were saving buildings. And saved me down. And we're basically just yelled for me to come up on the roof, get out of some chaotic crowd on the bottom that was screaming up at them. They weren't threatening me, but they were threatening the guys on the roof. And they yelled for me, and I went on up, holler at them. And these guys were catching Molotovs and putting them out. Oath Keepers. They had full body armor on, had their weapons, had their rifles up there. They didn't shoot nobody, didn't want to have to. But there were shootings popping off all around us. This right over in the woods, you hear gunshots going off. Crazy shit, man. Cops want to run in and throw a shotgun in our face, the journalist's face. It's like, you're an idiot, dude. Get the thing out of my face. But that's how they do. Cops just so jug-headed and just seeing red. Just running in after anybody. It's ridiculous. I've seen it so much. Learned a lot running these streets, man. And I've got to say that the U.S. military, the National Guard, they impressed me more than anybody. Because in multiple occasions, Ferguson, Baltimore, two big cities, two big events, National Guard had a chance to pounce us. And they didn't. And my lights are flickering, dude. My lights are flickering. If I lose the stream, there's got to be storms coming through. The National Guard swooped in on us in Ferguson and let us go. Said, we ain't doing it. They literally stood right in front of us, two generals, and said, we ain't doing it. One was a big black dude, one was a big white dude. They're like, wait, well, both on each side of me. They're like, we ain't doing it. We ain't doing it. And I was like, oh my God. Like, this makes the hair stand up on my arms every time I think back on that moment. But as soon as they pulled back, the cops stormed in with their batons and their shotguns and everything else. And they just didn't care. They didn't care. They were trained mentally to just come in swinging and beat us. And they did. They come in, almost knocked me off the bridge, live. Throwing a shotgun in my face. Pepper spraying the crap out of us, man. It could turn chaotic real quick. In Louisville, they were dropping pepper spray bombs, massive munitions, chemical munitions. Huge clouds, so much that I now have a mask for when we go out there, like a real legit mask in case it happens again. You gotta be smart out here, man. Sometimes you don't know when they're gonna pull them out. You don't have a mask. You just gotta run or hold your breath. And I've been hit with chemical munitions by this government. It pisses me off. In Cleveland, there in Baltimore, Ferguson. In D.C., I caught it on film. We were right outside of a limo that they were beating the crap out of. I've got clips. There's clips of that out there. But it went right up to me. A cop, like, running right up to me through a repercussion grenade right in front of it. Boom! All live on film. Cops didn't care. It's a game to them. They knew that we weren't the bad guys. They knew we were journalists just filming. They come out and they throw it at us. Expect this. Expect all this madness to kick off here any day is what I'm saying.
There's a lot of tension in there. I mean, don't take my...
In the meantime, what has Biden done? He nukes a Trump-era transparency tracking policy that was tracking the payouts of all the left-wing activists. You know, the ones that are running with the BLM and getting their George Soros checks. We exposed that years ago. I exposed it right before I hit the road to go to Ferguson. And then when we got there, I actually caught people willing to show off their checks that they were getting paid to be there and being trained inside these seminar type things, which we exposed too every step of the way. That's when we really started to blow this thing out of the water. The whole being paid and backed by billionaire crap. And at first people didn't want to believe it. They're like, there's no way. Well, now you see it's true. Fast forward all these years and you see how real it is. And now you know Soros is a staple name in the game. You know it's real. And that's the name of the game. It's what they do. They go in and they pay for this. They bust them in, put them up in hotels, all this other stuff. Seen it time and time again. So Trump came in and allowed us to track that. And the Biden regime didn't like that. They do not like the fact that you can track back their dirty business because they're the ones doing it. Them and their goons. So, what timing, huh? What timing that he goes and he nukes this and removes this where you can't see right before a fresh wave of chaos is going to take to the streets. Threatening justices, showing them at their house. Anyone pro-life out there, any big name celebrity or a social media star, anything like that, I could see them getting targeted. Anyone that's made a name for themselves standing out on the pro-life side, they are a target, guaranteed. Fentanyl. Let's move on to this here real quick. An update. They're saying that it's coming through the southern border at an unprecedented level. Huh? You think everybody and their damn mama's coming across the damn border? Okay, much less fentanyl. I'm telling you, man, the border, it's such an atrocity right now. With so much going on, it's just like, well, but check this out. Homeland Security is asking all federal employees to consider volunteering at the border. Hey, man, you off this weekend? You mind working a couple 12-hour shifts down at the border? That's how bad it is. Homeland Security asking all federal employees to consider volunteering. No pay. They need people this bad down here. This is how bad this is. And under Biden, Joe Biden has released over 1 million border crossers into the U.S. since taking office. So now it's surpassed 1 million. You can officially say more than 1 million people have invaded into this country since this man took office, and it continues by the day. 5 every minute, I think it said earlier. It's insane numbers. Like they're literally crossing right now as I speak. Like dozens have crossed by the time the stream has commenced. If not, who knows how many, how large the groups and pockets are coming in. I mean, we don't know. We have like no eyes and ears down there. It's just blowing me away. Where's the journalism at down here, man? Like anybody... in Texas, can anybody get down to the border? Do we have anybody out there listening in Texas?
Nope.
Anyone close?
Well,
Anybody got a friend, fam, anyone that's got a cell phone with a camera on it that could go down there and maybe get some footage? If there's nothing popping off in certain spots, there's nothing popping off. You get down there and you see droves of people coming in. Well, I think you found something. How are we going to know if nobody doesn't go and look? It's not my backyard. I can't just get up and do it. So I'll put the call out for any riders out there that can get us some info on that border. It'd be much appreciated. Dabu7@yahoo.com. Best place to reach me with that info. Small armies coming across. Crazy HC in the house. A dot. DW. A dot, man. Much love. Kevbar. A dot. Everybody I missed there on those diamonds. Be giving shout outs on the coffees and PayPals here in a minute as we shut it down. I want to go over a couple more things here before we finish. Let's talk about the Uvalde shooting and the images, because I'm wanting to see the video, you know, full-fledged. I'm not wanting to see doctored, edited images here and there. You have now shown me, unlike Sandy Hook, we never got this. We called for this. We called, we begged. Give us the inside images. Show us. Funny, though, how they put this out. You got the cops there. Where's the goods? Where's the video of them engaging him? Where's the camera at that catches the shooter going doing anything? Like, where? You know, as an investigator, the only way that you're going to get to the bottom of stuff is to analyze all the stuff. And amazingly, when we looked at the New Zealand shooting and all that other stuff, we caught CGI stuff. Even on the live stream shootings that they were trying to pass off. So much so that New Zealand was threatening people that if you even showed it, it was jail time. Because they screwed up so bad. You remember that? Huh? Because I do. That's right. CGI. Even one of these most recent shootings, somebody sent me emailed information. It was like, I know you're not going to want to watch this, but watch this. It's the dude going in and apparently he's supposed to have been blowing people's heads off. And you can see that it's like a cartoon. It's like, it's CGI. You can see the matter like blow off and disappear in the air. No blood anywhere. And the dude's head's still there, all intact. It looked like it moved like a rubber body. It was like, oh my gosh. Like, see, these are the things that you have to see. You have to find, you have to dig through. You have to be able to get to and watch and stomach. And then sometimes when you get to, you're like, hold on, this isn't even real. And it's like, dude, oh my gosh. So again, you show me some footage of this dude busting off any rounds inside. I've yet to see a single still shot image of the dude inside the school with the gun, anything like that. Like, all I've seen them do is turn this into a situation, to a gun grab situation, and then also to a situation where they've demonized local police, which has been the theme, has it not been? Defund the police, break down the local police, break down the local police, demonize the local police, and make the feds the heroes. That's exactly what this event did. As an investigator, when I look to see who benefited from this, it's government, 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 government. It checks the list on everyone. How's that? Oh, did we forget to mention that there was a U.S. military recon plane over the place while it was happening? Get the fuck out of here, dude. This was done. Case closed. Gavel down on it. They're op. And it will stay like this. This will be just like their other ops. Sandy, Parkland, all the other ones they regurgitate and use over and over and over again all had mass red flags with them. And it's all so they can push their gun grab tactics. Which brings me to the next. Americans panic searching for buying guns after Biden threatens more control. I put a video out on this. You can see on the timeline that as soon as it hit the shooting date, what was basically blue in the country flips over to red. And that's what everybody was panicking, searching. few pockets don't see any action, and it's because that's where the country's at. Let's take a look at what the Senate just did with the new gun control bill. Senate voted to advance a bipartisan gun legislation on Tuesday with the hopes of passing it prior to July 4th. All 50 members of the Democratic caucus joined by 14 Republican snakes in moving the legislation forward. The bill comes after a number of mass staged events that they've pulled off, most notably Buffalo, Uvalde, here as of late. They are saying the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act falls short of more expansive proposals passed by the Dems in the past. Should it become law, the bill will be the most sweeping gun safety legislation that has been passed by Congress in decades. And the guy that I showed you on the last stream that got booed by everybody in Texas, yeah, he's one of the head Republicans that's in there with all these Dems trying to push this, what they call as common sense legislation. Shove it. When karma comes back on these treasonous fools, there's not going to be words said. It's not going to be words said. Just counter actions. That's it. So where's the majority of this funding going to go? They want to give it to states like a carrot on a stick to beg states to buckle so they will enforce red flag gun laws. Some states have already adopted these red flag gun laws. Others have said, no, you're not. It's not going to happen here. And they've made it constitutional carrot, very similar to what they've done in my state, Kentucky, where they seen this tyrannical crap coming, and they said, screw it, guys. Permits are gone. Constitutional carry. Everybody get locked and loaded. And that's where we sit. Here. And we're just ready. I'm telling you, we're heading for a civil war by design. There's no way out of it. Some of these states are going to fall toe in line, like brown nosers, like yes men, and they're going to listen to what this government does, and the whole state's going to sway and go that way. Other states are not. They're going to stand and ride on their freedoms. They're going to get stripped of everything. They're going to get no more funding from the federal government. They're going to get blockaded at their borders. No more food and goods and ammunition or anything is going to be allowed to go there and be sold there. And this is what's coming. This is what's coming. For everyone that's too short-sighted to see it. It's already begun. California has done sanction and stopped any state-funded travel by anybody to go to Texas. It has begun. They're going to take it to this point. So what they got is $750 million, and they want to come to like Tennessee, and they want to be like, Tennessee, enforce red flag gun laws on your people so that the neighbor can snitch on this person and we can show up and we can kill him. What's gonna stop it? They say they're there to take your gun, but you know how many times these fools have showed up to righteous people's homes and kicked the door in, no knock, all this other stuff, trying to do this, and the dude's asleep on the couch but got his pistol next to him. He don't know what's going on, wakes up, reaches for his pistol and gets killed. Are you kidding me? You know how many lives are about to be taken under this crap? Both ways here. Oh yeah. There's a yin to every yang. This is all about control, ladies and gentlemen, by stripping you down and taking these guns. At some point, good old boy's gonna ride. They're gonna ride. They're gonna dig them boots in, they're gonna ride. Second on the list here is they're going to close the boyfriend loophole, which means that people in this situation, it says co-partners or, well, it says while spouses, co-partners, or cohabitating partners convicted of domestic violence are already banned from purchasing firearms. Abusers in relationships between people who are not married and live separately are still able to purchase guns, creating the so-called boyfriend loophole, and they're looking to close that. They're saying under the new legislation, anyone convicted of domestic violence against a former or current dating partner would be banned from purchasing a weapon. Okay? Republican negotiators pushed for a strict definition of who would qualify as a dating partner and a length of time in which they would be unable to purchase a gun. The law would also not apply retroactively, meaning that someone would have to be convicted of a domestic violence charge after the law went into effect before they were stripped of their right to buy a firearm. Unless someone is convicted of domestic abuse under their state laws, their gun rights will not be impacted, is what he's trying to say. Screw you, screw that, shove it. Some of you dudes are asking for a bad night out. Some good old boys ain't taking this, dude. I'm telling you. They're extending the background checks for younger buyers. The legislation calls for an expansion of background checks into buyers under 21 years of age. It's going to provide funding for mental health and school security. So they're saying they're going to put up all these mental places, $300 million, to stop school violence, putting up security there. And then they go on to say that the legislation would also require more sellers to register as federally licensed firearm dealers, including anyone who sells guns to predominantly earn a profit. So any business out there that sells a weapon, period, to make a living, you have now, under this, you would have to sign up and register under this federally licensed firearm dealers program. Talk about a registration. And the bill would also impose penalties on straw purchasers or people who buy guns for people who can't pass a background check. Dude. So, expect a bunch of Roe versus Wade distraction in the streets when they call this. Oh yeah. Expect it. And I'm telling you, expect a bunch of good old boys to be locked and loaded. I don't care what they say, what they want to do, what they want to push here. When it comes down to shall not be infringed, some are going to see that it was written in blood. So how did America become ruled by this military-industrial complex? Well, it was built on corruption. And that is the truth. It was built... And it was started by Master Masons that built this place under a massive ritual, and the ritual was to bring it down in the end of what they call this great grand experiment. And unfortunately, we're in the end cycle of this. And they're bringing down America and the economy, and now you know it. It's in the open. It's not just me saying it here. You can see it all over the place. Enter the dragon. Now China's in the forefront. They're pushing them to the front, and this is where they're taking it all the way up to 2030 and beyond. The heyday of America, its last twinkling twilight of whatever it has, you're living in it, and it's dying by the second. By the second. So I could go on and on about all the false flags from JK to 9/11. All done by this government and by these devils. That's how we got here. But the main reason why we got here and it's never changed is because no one has rose to the occasion to stop them. I pray to the Most High in heaven, if God can hear my voice, that he sends forth someone to destroy all this wickedness. No matter what. Smoke them out. They want to run underground? Burn them out. Burn them out of their holes. Somebody's got to get them. And if us man can't do it, and the reason I say this is because I have a funny feeling. Matter of fact, I believe with all my heart that if you were to take us right now into the future and fast forward to where you can see the day that the good guys finally rounded up George Soros, Klaus Schwab, Gates, all these goons. These guys are seeing justice. Let's just put it that way. You finally got them. All of them. All the castles have been cleared. All the central banks and the vaults and all the gold have been seized. Somebody is going to step out of the shadows. Somebody that's been here the whole time watching. And they know it. It is the fallen. And the whole time, they've been trying to pitch to you little aliens from deep space. The fallen have been here with us the entire time. It is written. So when you wipe out all the evil humans that sold us out, you get to deal with the cats they sold us out for. Are you ready for that? Can we contend with that? Do you have the technology to face them? Now maybe, putting things into perspective, you see why so many of these people buckle when facing them. They say, we can't face, we can't do nothing. These are the guys that are showing, shutting down all their stuff. They control them. They control the whole thing. These things are here, and I'm telling you one way, if you live to see the day, you'll see that is what is driving this whole thing. It's not just man. It's them bowing down to the fallen. Man has been here for a long time. I figure I'm going to end with this. I saw this one. It was pretty cool. I love the history, even though we're lied to about it. I think it's what I love about it so much is unraveling all the crap and getting to the truth the best we can. I hate the fact that we're lied to so much about it and it's so painstaking trying to figure the whole thing out. But history is told by the victor of wars, and truly, our history is a lie, stacked upon lies. What they've come out and said here is that Britain's earliest humans have been found in the suburbs of Canterbury, and that these people were there 560 to 620,000 years ago. It's Paleolithic. You know how long man has been around here? And think, when you're only living 120-year life cycle span, and you're not even seeing that much out of the cycle. People lucky to be hitting 80s these days. It seems like to be the medium where people are going. A lot of people dying young. That's a lot of cycles of life. To me, the whole goal is to not cycle back in here.
See where we are. Where are we at, bud?
I'm here.
I see you.
I feel I should do the best I can while I'm here. I feel like I'm on a mission to wake people up, to give them the truth, and to show them the way out.
Yeah.
And to show you what's been hidden in a lot of scripture, what you're going to see from me here, God willing, in the days to come and in the time ahead. I've got some pretty crazy things that I hold and possess that you ain't seen yet. Hopefully, it's all about timing. Well, you'll see it regardless, even if they kill me. This is to be put out. I just feel like it would be more potent if it came from me. Like, not somebody trying to put it out after I'm dead and gone. But you'll see. Here, sir. And you'll know what I'm talking about when it happens. When you see a change happen, something new come about, that is what it will be. And I can't help but think that with my every last second here, I should be helping people get out of here. I should be flipping over stones and finding clues and secrets and showing that some people don't deserve this. You could argue everyone does. But you've heard it before. Don't cast your pearls among swine. And that's exactly what I'm trying to avoid here. As many people showed me out there that even when you give them sacred knowledge, they spit on it. And that, disrespecting the spirit, is the only unforgivable sin. Blasphemy of that Holy Spirit. So, be wise. Not everything is always what it seems, but when someone comes along, starts dropping breadcrumbs and then major clues and information, well, it is what it is. Either you get it or you don't. Either you were meant to figure it out in the cycle, or you were meant to fail and redo it again. How does that feel? Are you ready to fail? Do it again? You've got all the tools in front of you, and I've been giving them to you to get out of here. I don't know how many have been doing it. How many have been changing their life, changing their habits, their eating habits, their energy, the way they live, because something's watching. Instead of just doing as thou will, some Aleister Crowley mentality. You want to truly make it out, someone left the way. I told you. And, I don't want to come in. Anyhow. Hopefully this is the last time in and we get to watch this place get lit up by fire, front row tickets, go to a better place, better beings, better entities, where we can spend our days getting our knowledge on that, learning the cosmos. And don't forget, there is a language that is spoken throughout the cosmos. What do you think sacred geometry is? It's exactly that. It is the language. If you can find anything that is repeated in, like a signature, in a shape or a form, in a pattern, throughout the cosmos, it is critical. In Fibonacci and all that, it is critical. It shows us that you can find this everywhere. If that's the case, then that can be understood by all intelligent life in all of those locations. That's a pretty critical thing. Tacos, much love, my brother. Thank you for the love. Thank you for the diamond. Karen says, juicing and working out. Blessings, others. Hey, much love to everybody out there. And I hope you got a plan, good food plan. Low Rider, I want to thank you for buying me 5 coffees. Appreciate it to the fullest. My brother, anyone else that, what is this? Interesting. Seems like every time I'm live, someone wants to try to do something. Remember when they tried to hack me? They took everything down when I was live. It's always something, when I'm live. So somebody thinks that they're slick here tonight. trying to go into some old account that I don't even have. That's shut down. So, good luck with that. And thank you, Jacob Knapp, for sending me information. He has sent me an image. Eagle Pass, Texas, right on the border. This is what I see on a daily basis. We're so used to it. Oh my gosh. What? Hold on a second. I gotta share this. I'm just gonna get it here. Okay. So, he sends this in, And thank you. Thank you for what you do, bro. Thank you, Jacob, for sending this in. This is the type of feedback I've been longing for. Just something this simple. One image. Anything. Some eyes and ears down there. This is appreciated. Just taking the time to do it, man. So we can relay it to everybody else and let them see, because seeing is believing. So he says, I live in Eagle Pass, Texas, right on the border. This is what I see on a daily basis. We're so used to it, us Texans just keep on driving. This is what is happening. Dude, this is like small armies gathering. Brother, I don't know how you're doing it. I couldn't just keep driving. Something has got to be done. I don't know how you're a patriot or militia member or anything like that down there seeing this and not doing anything. Like, where is the Texas militia? Where are you at? Does anybody even know the name of them? Where they're at? Who their leader is? Can somebody give me this information? We've got to start figuring some stuff out. People down there don't want to start asking questions. We will. This is crazy. Border, I mean, we're getting invaded. Border's in very, very bad shape. So, yeah, into Darren with the sunset. I want to thank everybody out there that shares the stream, man. Thank you, Tacos. Make sure to check out Tacos Tuesdays and Thursdays here on the E-Live and Patriot TV. He's back in the swing of things. Natu's just normally been going live. Let me check and see if he's even fired up here for tonight. Chaw Money live over here. Don't see Touge live yet. He may not be going live tonight, but shout out Steph Mike. Fam, D-White, Macker. And I'm going to take you guys out of here. If I can get the, player to start here. Pick you out on some, yeah, here. I think I'm gonna do something on this. Buying the licensing on this. Yeah. Release them hounds. Much love, y'all. See you on the flip side.
Finish up with the last part of War Room from Tuesday night, and then we'll go to Wednesday night, then we'll go to Thursdays, or Tuesday night, yeah, that's right. All right, here we go.
Be on top of truth that they're going to launch the second pandemic? How's that one going to go? How do they know that? Actually, the Obama administration, the covers were bare when Trump got there. So, no, it wasn't Trump's fault. And it was Fauci and Bill Gates. Apparently, they know so much. They knew the pandemic was coming, but what did they do?
Nothing. Yeah. They were.
And now he's saying second pandemic. Well, actually, there's been more than two pandemics or more than one pandemic in world history. So why are they labeling it the second pandemic? Because this is the new world order. And now everything stems off the biological warfare, and everything stems off of their pandemics because that's what they are using to conquer the planet. But then there's the vaccines. The latest tragedy, sudden adult death syndrome. Dr. Joseph Merkel, stories at Infowars.com. Of course, sudden adult death syndrome couldn't have anything to do with the vaccines. No, 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 no. But here's some more recent cases of sudden adult syndrome. Ravens outside linebacker Jalen Ferguson dies at age 26. Dies at age 26. Still no cause of death determined. And so, is it sudden adult death syndrome, aka vaccine death? He was a football player, so the odds are he was forced to take the vaccine. You never heard his name about fighting the vaccine, so probably took the clot shot, but you'll never know the truth. You'll never get a fair investigation, sadly, and neither will his family. They'll never know what happened to him because it's all being covered up, and they'll just say, oh, natural causes or heart attack. prime athlete in his prime? Yeah, okay. Tony Saragusa, Super Bowl champion, defensive lineman, dead at 55. Now, this is a gentleman who is a lot bigger, who probably was more likely to have a heart attack. I don't believe a cause of death has been determined in this yet. But again, you know, he was working in media as well. You wonder, again, is this another example? Clot shot, giving a guy a heart attack, winds up dead. You'll never know. They'll just say sudden adult death syndrome. Caleb Swanigan, Fort Wayne and Purdue basketball star, dead at 25. They say of natural causes. Of natural causes. What natural causes? They don't tell you. They just say natural causes, died in his sleep. What a sad thing. Sudden adult death syndrome, folks. All happening after the vaccine. Beauty Queen, dead at 27 after routine operation. Her heart blew up. Her heart blew up after having tonsil surgery.
Wow.
She also had brain hemorrhage, which means a blood clot in the brain.
Yeah.
So, blood clot in the brain, heart blew up, and she was vaccinated, and she's now dead at 27. Again, a beauty queen. Top physical shape. Should not be having a heart attack or a blood clot in the brain, but took the shot. Sudden adult death syndrome. And these are just celebrities. These are just people that we know of because they have some level of fame. Imagine all the ones that don't, that we don't hear about. Mm-hmm. And then they're bragging about this, what they're doing to the kids. We're the only country in the world doing this right now. Joe Biden boasts about vaccinating under five-year-olds as he takes selfies with toddlers and gropes a crying boy. Yeah, Biden was, was he excited. He got a room full of kiddos. They're promoting the vaccine for kids. Biden got to go into a whole room full of little kids, and he had never been more energized or excited. This guy was flying. It's like, you know, the Red Bull commercials. It's like, oh, Red Bull gives you wings. Little children give Joe Biden wings. Or a tent in his pants, if you will. But so he was really excited. He went to the vaccine clinic to visit a bunch of kids, and he was just all over them. Let me tell you, he was all over them. Man, oh man. But oh, we're the only ones giving our kids these vaccines. Oh my gosh, it's so great. Yeah, we're also the only ones that are reassigning our kids gender and doing permanently altering surgeries and mutilating their genitals and teaching them how to have sex. And anal sex and oral sex before they even have puberty. We're also the only ones in the world doing that to our kids, too. Are we going to brag about that, too? Oh, yeah, we do. That's how insane this country's gotten. And then, you know, I don't know what's up with this. Toddler tears as the nation's children begin to receive COVID shots. And it's just all these images on the New York Post of children just wailing and crying as they're about to be forced to take this clot shot. It's almost as if they know. It's almost as if there's something else there, something supernatural, some instinct that they have, and they know that this shot is going to ruin their life and maybe kill them. But that's, I guess, for you to decide when you see these gruesome images of the children being forced to take these clot shots. And then, oh, what's this? Polio may be spreading in Britain for the first time in 40 years. What? Strain of paralysis causing virus mutated from vaccine is likely being transmitted in London as health chiefs declare national incident. Wow. The vaccine has done it again. But of course, if these vaccines, the COVID vaccines, which erase your immune systems, they erase your immune system, so then, yeah, you had an immunity to polio, or you had immunity to chicken pox, or you had an immunity to anything, natural immunity, or vaccinated immunity even. Guess what? You've lost that immunity now. And so now there's polio. And by the way, this happened in North Africa. The UN admitted it, and it was Bill Gates' vaccines in North Africa that led to a polio outbreak. But we're giving them to our kids. And they still want you to be in fear, by the way. Stealth Omicron was just overtaken in the U.S. by a new sub-variant that evades immunity. Oh, you mean the vaccines still don't work? Remember, and they said, oh, the COVID vaccines are like magical. They'll stop you from anything bad. Oh, my gosh. Oh, now it's, oh, every virus mutation. Oh, it doesn't work. Go get another shot. What kind of idiots fall for this crap? And now the World Health Organization is feeling its power and feeling its oats. So now the World Health Organization report calls for minimum pricing for alcohol to protect heavy drinkers. So we've got the Biden administration trying to... Actually, the FDA, I think, just made vapes illegal. This is actually just happening. Guys, do you see this? I believe the FDA just made vapes illegal, like those Juul vapes and other such things. So they're going on a heavy power trip. They're trying to... So the Biden administration is trying to make nicotine illegal or remove nicotine from cigarettes. They're trying to make vaping illegal, which is 100% backed by the big tobacco lobby. Yeah, it's the big tobacco lobby trying to make vaping illegal, so they have probably something to do with this. So now they're banning Juuls and other forms of vape, and they're trying to remove nicotine from cigarettes. And now the World Health Organization wants a price minimum for alcohol because it's for your protection. No, that just means alcoholics are going to spend all their money and be poor now and not be able to eat. But I guess that's what the World Health Organization wants. They want us all dead. And they say experts behind the study say evidence shows taxing alcohol could prevent deaths and long-term sickness. It'll do the exact opposite. Just like everything else, these whack job control freak psychotics do. Oh my gosh. Jeez. Government, just in general, is so evil and so unnatural and so inorganic. We need to learn how to live without government again, folks. That's the answer. Self-government, human freedom is the answer. World Health Organization, CDC, FDA, get rid of all of it.
There's an old Bedouin saying.
Screen says it all, doesn't it? It's death in a gay rainbow costume with a vaccine in his hand and a cigarette in the other, saying, hi, I'm here for the kids. Yeah, if they can't kill him with the vaccine, they'll turn him gay so that they get an STD and don't reproduce or go trans and commit suicide. It's a sick globalist depopulation agenda. When you understand it, everything else starts to make sense. Here's for the Queen's Jubilee. Did you see this? This was the display for the Queen's Jubilee. A whole street lined with the gay flags, but I don't even know what these flags are anymore. They keep changing. Now they got a circle in it and another line going through it. I don't know. It's very weird. They put the trans flag on there. They put the Ukraine flag on there, even though in Ukraine they don't do trans or really even... gay either, but they throw that on there because it's really just all a big virtue signal. It's all just a big virtue signal from mentally ill people that are known as liberals. But how would you like that? You're riding down, you're in the Queen's Jubilee, and it's just gay, 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 gay. It's just, oh, it's all so gay. Now, you may already know that Megan Rapinoe, sad to say, great American athlete, World Cup champion, Megan Rapinoe is a complete a-hole and a jerk-off and one of the most selfish bi-itches that has ever represented the U.S. In our sports history here. And if you can believe this, she's actually worse than you thought. She's actually worse than you thought. Megan Rapinoe tells young girls and parents to suck it up over trans athletes. Your kid's volleyball team just isn't that important. That's nice. What a see you next Tuesday. She takes the cake, I think, for the biggest see you next Tuesday in female sports history. What an arrogant, selfish bitch Megan Rapinoe is. Can you imagine you're a young girl? God forbid you looked up to this crazed, deranged lunatic. And then she tells you, hey, you don't matter. You know, Megan, you were once a young girl playing sports, trying to fulfill your dream of sports glory and soccer glory. And you did it. Did anybody ever tell you didn't matter?